What a great clip. Do you like that? What a great clip. I wonder if I had that same blackboard in here tonight, I wonder what you might write on it. I wonder. Things you wished you'd done, decisions that you wished you'd made or hadn't made, maybe things you wished you'd said, maybe things you'd wished you hadn't said, things you regret. Tonight I want to talk about not living in the land of regret. Not living in the land of regret. Regret is to feel sad or sorry about something. Something that you did or didn't do. That's what regret is. And I found it interesting when I watched that clip that most of the people would say their biggest regret was something they had not done or said. That was their regret. Something they had not done or said. About 8 years ago, my dad passed away. He was 82 years old. He'd lived a good, long life. He was an uncomplicated person. He was easy to be around. We had a great relationship, except when I was a teenager. But, you know, when you're a teenager, it's hard to have a good relationship with anyone. But, you know, we had a good relationship. He was very proud of me. I knew that. And he was really proud of his grandchildren. And he passed away suddenly of a stroke. He just got out of bed in the middle of the night, had a stroke, and was gone. And when I thought about his life and our relationship, I only had one regret. Just one, and it's not what you'll think. Just one. I'm not really big on regrets. I've been determined in my life to keep short accounts with people and with God, to not dwell on what hasn't been, but what could be. I'm an optimist. That's just who I am. I'm not big on regrets. But when I really thought about my dad, my biggest regret with him had to do with solar lights. Solar lights. About a year before he passed away, I gave my dad for Christmas, because you know when they get that old, it's really hard to give them anything of, because they've got everything and they're trying to get rid of everything. So I got him solar lights for his driveway. And he was really thrilled because to him they were like new technology, you know, like solar lights were like, wow, how do these even work, you know? And he was so happy, he put them down his driveway, and I went to his place and he's like, I don't think those solar lights are working. And I was like, Dad, you gotta let them charge up, like you'll let the batteries, they gotta be in the sun, like you gotta let them charge up. And a couple of times over the next couple of months he said, I don't think those solar lights are working. And I was like, you know, Dad, you know, are you sure? You sure you just can't see them? Like they're not like spotlights, they're just like dim. Are you sure? And, you know, I meant to have a look at them. And when he passed away, my mum, for some reason, only known to her, packed up the solar lights, probably because they didn't work, and gave them to me. Why not, really? Gave them to me. And I thought, I wonder if they were dodgy. Not that I could do anything about it then. And I got them out of the box and I realised in a moment, you know, the little plastic tag that sits in between the battery and the thing to make it work, it was still in there. He probably couldn't see it. And my biggest regret with my dad is that I never looked at those damn solar lights. Honestly, it would have taken me 30 seconds, but I was just too busy. And I just thought he didn't understand how they worked. And so when I thought about it after he passed away, that was my biggest regret. Those silly solar lights. Now, I can't change that now. Can't change that situation. It'll always be relegated to the not category in my life. But I can make sure it doesn't happen again in a similar circumstance. I can't change the past, but I can change my now. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. Regret isn't always rational. Most of you, when I started to share, thought I was going to say something really meaningful, like, you know, I wished I'd kissed him one last time, or I wish I did. They weren't my regrets. My regrets were so irrational. Silly solar lights. rights. But regret is like that. It's not always about the big things. It's not always. So tonight, I want to look at what we can do with the not in our life to make it and start living in the now in our life. You know, because when I think about my dad and I think about the solar lights, and I can't change them, but I can really pay attention now to people who ask me things, and I can take the time to actually look at things that I probably wouldn't have beforehand. Now, you all know that I love acronyms. You know, when the word spells out, you know, acronyms. I love, because it's easy for me to remember. And I figure if it's easy for me to remember, then it's easy for you to remember. So the acronym tonight is NOT. 3 points. We'll be out of here so fast. 3 points. Let's get carried away. And the first one is N. And N is for name it. Identify it. Every time I saw that box of solar lights in my garage, I felt sad. Every time I felt sad. That feeling of regret hit me every time I walked through our garage and saw those silly solar lights. And at first I didn't really know why. I thought maybe it was because they reminded me of Dad and, you know, it's just part of grieving. But it was more than that. It was actually more like somehow I'd missed something. Somehow I'd failed and I could never make it right. And when I sat down and I thought about why those lights made me feel so sad, I realized it was because I was living in regret. It was a moment in time I could never get back, and I regretted it. And once I identified it, I could think it through. I could go, well, you know, can I change it? No. Would it be different? Probably. Will it ever be different? No. Did it really make a difference to my relationship with my dad? No. Would he have really given a second thought to the stupid solar lights? No. Would he have blamed me because I didn't have time to look at them? No. It was all in my head. So what is it for you? Is it a relationship failure? A missed opportunity? Maybe it's one of the regrets that you saw the guys in the clip put on the blackboard. What's the thing that's pulling you down? Maybe there's more than one thing. If there's more than one thing, if you just feel like you have this weight of regret, can I encourage you? Make a list. I'm so a list person. Make a list over what regrets, what disappointments, and what perceived mistakes you're beating yourself up over. Make a list. Identify it. That's the first step. Name it. That's why the blackboard in the clip was so important, because people had to stop and think and go, what is my biggest regret? And name it. So once you can see it, you can begin to address it. But while you just have this awful feeling of failure and you don't really know it, it's this nebulous, I'm never going to be any good, I don't know what it is, self-pity thing happening, you can't address it. But if you can name it, if you can identify it, then you can begin to address it. Then you can begin to examine your heart like I did with my dad and really sift it out and go, does it make a difference anyway? Can I do anything about it now? Maybe you can. Maybe you're thinking, I should have gone to uni when I had the chance. Well, if you're still in here with a heartbeat, you can still go to uni. You can still do a bridging course. Once you identify it, you can do something about it. Examine your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says this, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. And sometimes our heart gets clogged with all these feelings that are just not right, that are just a culmination of things that we've never addressed and things that we've never really clearly thought through. And if you examine your heart, if you keep your heart with all due diligence, then what flows out of it will propel you into your now and take you out of your not. Is that good? So the first one is name it. The second one is overcome. Let it go. I mean, I could sing for you. We all know the song, but I'm not gonna. Overcome. Let it go. Ask yourself, can I change it? Well, for me, I couldn't. Can I repair it? Maybe you can. And if you can, you need to do your part in that. I'm not saying if you sail towards something that needs to be repaired, everything will come up smelling roses. Sometimes it doesn't. But your response is what you're responsible for. If you've got something where you've said something that you know someone was hurt, if you've got something that you think, I wish I'd never done that, I know those people were hurt, for you, your response is to go and say, hey, I've been hanging on to this for years. I just want to say I'm sorry one more time. They might hit you in the face. I don't know. But you will walk away knowing that you've done all that you can. Stop beating yourself up with it and let it go. And overcome it by determining not to be in that place again. You know, a mistake is only a mistake if you don't learn from it. If you make a mistake, golly, I learn better from my mistakes than I do from my successes. I kind of think success just happens. And my mistakes, well, I generally learn from them because I don't want to go back there again. 1 John 5, 4 and 5 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? You are an overcomer. It is in your DNA. If you know Jesus, word says if you are begotten of God, if you know God, whoever is born of God, then you are an overcomer. It's in you. That's who you are. You are not made to sit in the land of regret, in the land of not, in the land of hurt. You were made to advance, to keep taking ground, to be filled with hope, to be filled with purpose, to be filled with all the things that God's put in your heart. Often the things that hold us back, the things that limit us, we can't do anything to change. Can't. But God isn't limited by what we can't change. God isn't limited. John 16:33 says this, I have told you these things so that in me you would have peace. In the world you will have trouble. Well, we know that. We've all been alive for more than 5 minutes. But take heart. Why? Because I have overcome the world. What you can't overcome, he's already overcome. God desires that you would live in peace. Sure, there's trouble. Sure, there's strife. Sure, there's misunderstanding. Sure, there's hurt. But we can take heart because he has overcome the world. So can I encourage you with regrets? Overcome them. Overcome them. Don't drag them along like a stinky carcass that's grabbing your leg and you're thinking, what is that terrible smell? It's you. Let it go. Let it go. Anyway, moving on. T is for trust. T is for trust. Move on. Once you've named it, once you've overcome it, don't stand around having a little victory party about how you've overcome it and what a great person you are. Move on. Move on. Proverbs 3:5-8 says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health and your very bones will vibrate with life. Don't you love that? Who wants vibrating bones? If I continued to let the regret of those silly solar lights affect me, I was actually allowing them to define my relationship with my dad. Silly solar lights. Now, you're out there going, that is ridiculous. But it's true. If my regret over those solar lights, if I didn't move on from that, then when I thought about my dad, all I thought about was the fact that I had disappointed him, that I had failed him. And that regret would have kept me stuck right there in that moment of time. Regret is a trap. It's a trap to limit you, to stick you right where you're at right now so that you can't go any further. I could have thrown those solar lights out. Probably would have been a good option. But I didn't. I didn't throw the solar lights away. I pulled those stupid plastic tags out. They work a lot better without them in them, I just got to tell you. I pulled the plastic tags out and I set them down my driveway. That's what I did with my solar lights. And for many years, they were the first thing I saw when I drove up to my house at night. Why? Because I allowed that regret to become something more in my life. And every time I saw those solar lights, they reminded me of my dad, not of that moment in time. Every time I saw those solar lights, it made me think of my dad. And it actually made me laugh at how ridiculous it was that he had never pulled the plastic tags out. I moved on from the regret. I allowed them to remind me of my dad, but not of my failure, not of my regret, only of my dad. I allowed myself to forgive myself. It's okay to forgive yourself. I allowed myself to forgive myself and the busyness that prevented me from checking them in the first place. And I trusted God that He had more for me than to live in the land of regret. Can I encourage you tonight? Whatever your biggest regret is, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. It's time to take the eraser, like they did in the clip, and wipe off the board. It's time to trust God for the next step. It might be repairing that relationship or taking the first step to do that. It might be enrolling in that course, or it might be just trusting God for the next step in the journey. You know, the Bible tells me that His mercies are new every morning. Every morning He turns the page. So should we. Every morning is a day that is filled with opportunity. Something new, something fresh. And let's just drag the regret of yesterday into it with you. Jeremiah 29:11, we all are familiar with this verse. But it says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." God wants to propel you into your future. God wants to fill you with hope. God wants to fill you with anticipation for what is next, what is coming. Not keep you locked to something that really isn't going to do anything for you, but keep you right where you are right now. So what have we got? Name it, overcome it, and trust. Trust God with your future. You know, so many things in my life I could look at and regret, maybe, if I was wired that way. But one thing I've never regretted is the decision I made many years ago now to follow Jesus. It changed my life, that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. Became my life, this hope, this purpose, this future, this plan. There was a plan for my life. It wasn't just a series of me bumbling from one mistake to the next mistake and really just trying to do my best, but there was actually a plan. You know, it was better than I could have ever imagined. And I came to understand. Now, when I first rocked up to a church, it was a church not dissimilar to this, not as cool as this. I mean, not as cool a people as you would find here. It was like this, but not like this. It was the 80s, come on. But I came along and I discovered this, that God created us to live in a relationship with Him. That's what we were created for. But some of the things that we do, some of the things that potentially we regret, separate us from that relationship with Him. And God, in His great mercy, because He loves you so immensely, sent His Son Jesus to restore that relationship, to extend His hand, to say, "Hey, come back on the journey. Come back into the plan. Come back into hope. Come back into purpose. Come back into future. Come back into the life that I had set for you before the foundation of time." And simply by accepting that invitation, you can walk in to this amazing life. I have never, ever regretted that decision. Did it make my life smooth? No. Did it make all my problems go away? No. But I had someone that walked beside me, someone that had set the path for my feet, someone that I could trust with my future, someone that was always there, someone that never let me down, someone that knew me better than I knew my own self. So what I want to do tonight, I want to give us an opportunity to respond, because that's all I did that night. When I went to church in the 80s, someone gave me an opportunity, and that's why I'm so compelled to do that for you tonight. It changed my life. So I'm wondering if we could close our eyes and bow our heads. And I'm going to pray two things. First of all, I'm going to pray for all of us, for the message tonight, that if you are living with a regret in your life, that you could just let it go. That you could just let it go, overcome it, and move on into the future that God has for you. Let me pray that right now. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. I thank you, Lord, for your plan and purpose for our lives. I thank you, Lord, for drawing each and every one of us onward step by step into the great plan and purpose you have for our lives. Lord, I pray tonight if there are people here who, as I've spoken, just the regrets flashed before their eyes. Lord, I pray that you would be speaking to them tonight. Lord, that you would just be making a way for them to repair it, to restore it, to move on from it, to turn the page and experience your new mercies. In Jesus' name. Why don't we keep our eyes closed just for a moment more? And if you're here tonight and you would really like to experience that relationship, and I've talked about my relationship with God, I've talked about how God feels about you. If you would like to say, well, you know, I'd really like to give that a go. I'd really like to respond. I'd really like to know God's purpose and plan for my life. While everybody's heads are bowed and their eyes are closed, I'm just going to ask you to respond in a really simple way. All you need to do is slip your hand in the air, just as a way of response. So while I look across the auditorium tonight, and if you're here, why don't you slip your hand up if you'd really like to just really experience that relationship with God. If you're here tonight and you've experienced that, you've walked that, you've known what it's like to have God really in your life and that purpose, but you just feel like right now you're not on the same page, but you'd like to be, I wonder if you'd respond tonight. Because it really is that simple. Just lift your hand and say, hey, I just want to get back on the same page. I want to get back on the journey. I want to get back where I can trust. I want to get back where I'm propelled in my future. Is there anyone here tonight who wants to respond? Just slip your hand in the air. That's awesome. That's fantastic. That's awesome. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you that it changes us. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for drawing us tonight, for touching our hearts tonight, and for leading us tonight. In Jesus' name. Why don't we pray this prayer on the screen together? Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life, and I will follow you. Amen. So this week, if you think about things you regret, what are you going to do? Name it. You're going to name it. Then what are you going to do? Overcome it. And then you're going to trust God for the next step.